President Salva Kiir, welcome to Hard Talk.
Thank you very much.
Pretty much 3 years ago, you became the president of a new independent nation, South Sudan. And yet your nation seems to be tearing itself apart. Why?
After the independence, we thought that we have a task to deliver services to the people, which we promised them during the war. But some of my colleagues were impatient to wait according to what we have put down in the constitution. And so they had wanted to get into power very quickly. And this is what is tearing our country into pieces now.
Do you accept responsibility yourself for what is happening to South Sudan today?
Well, whatever blames that, you know, I can accept, but I can't accept mistakes of others, especially after the 15th of December 2013, because that was uncalled for.
Explain to me what you mean by uncalled for.
There was no reason for leaving peaceful talks and go for arms
now this
to wage war against the nation.
Riek Machar, who was your vice president, claims that in December of 2013, your presidential guard moved against newer people inside that unit, and that was the beginning of what became a conflict, instigated, he says, by you.
He was lying. I don't think that I can do that. The presidential guards unit, even now, has no reason to move against any newer soldier in that unit. The second in command of that division is a newer, and he is still with us to date. So if there was any intention of killing anywhere, why was he left untouched?
I must push you further on your relationship with Riek Machar. You met him in Addis Ababa just a few days ago, but it sounds to me like he does not trust you and you do not trust him.
Well, as long as we are doing one thing, I can trust him. If he was sincere to his words, I can trust him. But if somebody is not sincere, it will be very difficult, even you yourself, to trust such a person. We signed a cessation of hostilities on the 9th of this month. And on the 11th, he violated it, attacking our forces.
You think he is actually instructing his forces to continue their offensive?
Definitely. Because he did not give them orders to stop fighting after signing.
Are you saying to me that the ceasefire is effectively finished?
No, it is not finished on my side. My forces are reserving the ceasefire. They are observing it strictly according to the orders.
I asked Riek Machar whether he was truly in full control of all his forces. He insisted he was. Are you truly in control of all of the forces fighting in your name?
I'm in full control because these are regular forces under my command. I'm in full control of them.